I take the promised Holy Ghost, the blessed power of Pentecost, to fill me to the uttermost. I take, thank God, he undertakes for me. And the people of God said, Amen. You may be seated. The Psalm numbered 68. Turn over in your Bible to that Psalm. I want to draw your attention to a few verses which lies at the very heart of this Psalm. Verses 11 to 18. The Lord gave the word. Great was the company of them that published it. The word of God has to be published. It has to be proclaimed. And those that proclaim it must know the power of experiencing it in their heart. Only those who have experienced the Word of God can expound the Word of God. Kings of armies did flee apace. Yes, the armies of the world perish when the Word of God marches forth to challenge the enemies of the cross and to uplift the blessed Son of God. There are those that stay at home. They don't go with the battle and with the army and with the preaching of the word. There are those that choose the dark pots of the world instead of the blessed feast of Christ. Though ye have lain among the pots, but thank God we don't need to lie there and accept the dirt and the stench and the destruction of the world. God calls us to have the wings of a dove, covered with silver, and our feathers with yellow gold. When the Almighty scattereth kings in it, it was white as snow in Salmond. What a change to come from the dirt and the darkness and the despoiling and destruction of sin to the glorious victory of having the wings of a dove. The promise of gold, and to know what it is to be washed whiter than the snow and be like the snow of Salmon. What a change. I want this morning to draw your attention to this. You see, this psalm is a psalm of the battle of God for the man or woman's soul. And then on the other hand, the enemies and the armies of hell line up to keep the souls of men to have the victory in this vivid battle of the ages. There is a keen and awful struggle here. What a difference to know the experience of a dove. What a difference to know the silver of the dove. Silver in Scripture always stands for redemption. The heart of the gospel is divine redemption. And then the result of salvation in the heart puts a golden crown on the sinner and brings him to the feathers of yellow gold. And then the final result, that washed in the blood of the Lamb, were whiter than the snow. What a wonderful testimony we have to the power and the blessing of Christ in redemption. Here are two separate types of people. One type still in the dirt of sin and in the darkness of the pots of the world. And on the other side, there is a change. What a wonderful change in my life has been wrought since Jesus came into my heart. Have you known this week in the struggle of life? Have you experienced the dove? The dove in Scripture is a type of the Holy Spirit of God. When Christ was baptized, the dove appeared, and you have Father, Son, and Holy Spirit in the baptism of Christ. The Father spoke from heaven. The Son spoke from earth and said, suffer it to be so now. And the dove brought the silver and the gold and the peace. I remember being seriously troubled after I was converted to Christ about peace of heart. And the Holy Spirit whispered to my soul, this peace will not come to you through anything you can do. You cannot bring peace to your soul. But if you just put yourself into my hands and surrender yourself completely and totally to me, then I'll give you the experience of the dove. I'll give you the experience of the blessing, suffer it to be so now. And I'll give you the experience of the claim to a legal standing in the family of God, my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Oh, the love that drew salvation's plan. Oh, the grace that brought it down to man. Oh, the mighty gulfs that God did span at Calvary. But look with me for a moment or two at verse 13. I am among the pots. Egypt was known for her great brick kilns, the burning furnaces, the soot and the darkness and the stench and the hardness and all was darkness at the place where the people lay down after a hard day's work as slaves, to be wakened with a whip in early morning and to go back to what? To the darkness, back to the filthiness, and back to the hearthstones. But then there's a terrific change. Old things pass away, all things become new. And what happens? We come from the darkness of sin to the greatest light that we can have. We get wings to flee away. I like to ask you, did your wings work this morning? When you rose from your bed, did you fly to Christ? Hiding in thee, thou blessed rock of ages, I'm hiding in thee. It was an old Puritan that said, it's a pity that God's people didn't use their wings more often. The wings of a dove. But notice something about this dove. These wings are colored with silver. As I've already mentioned, silver in Scripture is the money of redemption. Go to the cross, my friend. Stand under that cross. Remember, the one there was sold for 30 pieces of silver. Remember that. But then remember this, that those 30 pieces of silver were death to Judas, but their life to all who accept the freedom and the cleansing of the precious blood of the Lamb. And this scripture tells us about silver. The wings of a dove covered with silver and her feathers with yellow gold. And gold, of course, is the color and the metal of the king. Every one of us who are saved are part of the kingdom of God. Every one of us who have put our trust in Christ have a crown to wear. Salvation Lassie said, I like to sing the tunes that they teach me in the Salvation Hall. Why? Because every time they teach me a new tune, there's a new diamond appears in the crown that I wear. Oh, that we would live where God would have us live. There are so many grumblers in the church. So many people who look in the darkest page they can find. And if it's not dark enough, they spit on it. And if the spit's not black enough, they get something to rub the blackness into it. Do you want to live in darkness all the days of your life? Or do you want to sit down in the banqueting house of God? God has not called me to darkness. He has called me into the light of lights. Yet God's people sit in darkness and in the shadow of death. How miserable Christians can be. Some of the most miserable men and women I know are believing Christians. And they're miserable. As Mr. Nicholson used to say, if they looked into the glass of milk, it would be soured immediately. And there are many people like that in the world. But he has given me what? He's given me wings. What are wings for? To fly to a different place. Oh, that God would give us a desire to live above the world in sin, with a heart made pure and a garment white, and Christ enthroned within. Take up your wings, child of God, today. And remember, they are the wings that have upon them the silver of the Lord, the gold of the crown, and the whiteness that is whiter than snow. Wash me in the blood of the Lamb, and I shall be whiter than snow. Mr. Nicholson, Mr. Spurgeon, the great prince of preachers, used to say, all your needs, leave them behind you, and I'll get the caretakers to put them into the bins after this service. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. If you trust and never doubt, he will surely bring you out. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. Would you look with me at verse 14? When the who? The Almighty! What is the Almighty? The Almighty is the person that cannot be stopped from doing anything that he wants to do. He's Almighty. The Almighty God scatters the enemy. They may be kings. They may have great power and great authority, but they're going to be scattered by the power of God. What a scattering that is. And then the dear troubled soul will be white as snow in Salmon. And Salmon was a mountain in Palestine that was always snow-capped. I like that. I like to know that Jesus doesn't change. He's the unchanging Christ. If there is silver today, there's more silver for tomorrow. If there's gold for today, there's more gold for tomorrow. If there's snow for today, there's more snow for tomorrow. He makes the path grow brighter every passing day. He makes the burden lighter all along the way. His word is my desire. His will I now obey, and all the time I'm singing glory. When is the last time you sung glory to your heart and your soul and your mind and your conscience and your walk in life? What a wonderful change in my life has been wrought since Jesus came into my heart. Since Jesus came into my heart. The dark shades have to go when Jesus comes. The sorrow has to go when Jesus comes. The disappointments are buried in a Sadducee's grave, that means there's no resurrection for them. And you can sing See if in the arms of Jesus, see if on his tender breast. There I will lie forever in God's peace. The wings of a dove. The dove uses the wings to make a speedy flight to escape the enemy. The silver tells me of the price that was paid for my deliverance. And the gold tells me that we're marching to heaven, the beautiful city of God. Of course, the devil doesn't give up easily. Of course, the devil fights with the people of God. Of course, he wants to make life for you as miserable as he can. But there is one who has made 10,000 clean, and his blood avails for me. Go and hide in the rock of ages cleft for me. Go and wash and be clean in the precious blood of the Lamb. Go and put your hand into the nail-pierced hand of the Son of God. And the winds will cease, and the rain will cease, and the darkness will give place to light, and you'll walk in the fullness of the blessing of the gospel of Christ. The enemy is scattered in the flight of those whose hallmark is silver, backed with gold, who has the third transformation. He's like the snow of Salmon. The publication of victory is electric, generating in our hearts. The Lord giveth the word. A great company of women announced the glad tidings. Kings with their armies flee. They flee. And those who dwell within the house divide the spoil. Lo, they have lain among the hearthstones. They are become like a dove's wings, overlaid with silver, and like her pinions overlaid with yellow gold. When the Almighty scattereth kings, they glisten therein as snow upon Salmon. This is the way. May God help us this week to walk in this way. And instead of shedding darkness as we tread, we shed the light. Instead of bringing misery to people we talk to, we bring merriment to them. For they see in us the power that our sins are cancelled through the blood of the Lamb. And we're whiter than the snow, cleansed through the blood of the Lamb. May God stir us up in our Christian acquaintance that they'll see that there is something real about God's salvation. That Christ has sent me a comforter who will abide with me forever. And God has given me light upon the way. So our darkness is changed to sunshine. The mighty wind no longer howls about our doors, for we've entered the place of peace and life everlasting. There's a difference when Jesus Christ takes over the child of God. Surrender to him today, and he will give you peace that passeth knowledge and all understanding. Think of that. Go in and look at the encyclopedia volumes and then remember that text. He gives us knowledge beyond the world. The world don't know. They can't understand. They'll never know. But I know him whom to know is life everlasting. May God bless his word to our hearts. Let's pray. Father, we thank thee for the good and blessed word of God. And we pray that every one of us here will enter into the joy of the Lord and know his grace and his power continually. Answer prayer, this prayer, to the goodness of our God, so that we'll fly with these wings, but with the Redeemer's blood. So that, O God, we will not only fly, but we will have the gold, the riches of heaven. And thank God we'll be able to say, I was lost, but Jesus found me, found the sheep that went astray, through his loving arms around me, brought me back into the way. And may the blessing of the triune God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and forevermore. And the people of God said, amen. I can't hear you. The people of God said, amen. That's a bit. Heavenly Father, we thank thee for this great gift, that we can say from the depths of our being, only a sinner saved by grace. And someday, when earth is no more, and when heaven rules supreme, we will stand at thy throne, and we'll say from the depths of our heart, saved by grace alone, this is all my plea. Jesus died for guilty men, but Jesus died for me. Bless those that go and those that stay, and may thy mercy be upon us in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Amen, and shouted, hallelujah.